What's in a name? If you're running a military operation overseas, a catchy name might inspire the troops, or perhaps win hearts and minds back home.
NATO wrests rifles from rebels in Macedonia under the umbrella Operation Essential Harvest, a title more likely to rally farm workers than soldiers, but of course this isn't war. It's peacekeeping.
At one time, generals, presidents, or prime ministers coined iconic monikers for armed assaults. Now we learn a computer provides some choices for the military planner. The Pentagon draws upon a program called NICA to spit out a list of letters, and commanders use them as a starting point to come up with such code names as Provide Comfort and Restore Hope.
Perhaps you recall a few of them. The country's action in Haiti was Operation Uphold Democracy.
Aid to Rwanda.
Operation Support Hope.
When troops first went to Macedonia in the early 90s, it was under the banner of Operation Able Sentry.
Enforcement of sanctions in the Adriatic was Operation Sharp Guard.
The 1991 rescue effort in Bangladesh.
Sea Angel.
The 1990 Liberia evacuation.
Sharp Edge.
And the military nickname Just Cause for the 1989 invasion of Panama was thrown back in the face of its proponents in the form of a riddle. Why did we invade? Answer, just cause.
When asked about this naming process today, the Pentagon's Public Relations Office told us, the belly button cannot be located. Belly button is military shorthand for the person in charge of decisions. No word on who picked that nickname.